Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to the Dave Advance podcast channel. Thank you so much for downloading this. And as always, these podcasts are sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link. They support me. We need to support them. And let's start off the week with a bit of a view over what's been happening in Ireland. And you will see the relevance to this if you stick with me. So, yeah, let's chat about politics in Ireland and see if we can see similarities elsewhere, because the globalists have a political flowchart. When the sheep get restless, no matter where the sheep are located. Now, let's start off with a tweet from an Irish commentator called John Carville. Quote, "Neither the Irish Times nor the Sunday Business Post have even alluded to, let alone tried to explain, how their polling companies predicted the March 8th referendum results so inaccurately. From the last Red Sea poll to March 8th, there is no way public opinion shifted so drastically, suggesting their sample and their adjustments were grossly inaccurate. Having been out canvassing again in the last few weeks, with over 40 years' experience, I've never seen such public anger aimed both at the government and most of the opposition. The polling companies are continuing in their failure to identify the public mood. There's an unprecedented rebelliousness amongst the electorate. And on June 7th, I believe that the Irish electorate will deliver a second shock to the Irish political class." Well, here's hoping that the Irish can follow through on June 7th as they did on March 8th and stop voting for stooges. But let's look at some political flowcharting, because there are elections in the UK, in Ireland, and of course in America this year. The first thing to talk about is the polling. Opinion polls are a way of constantly browbeating the public into making them think that they are the awkward squad. They are part of soft social engineering. The sample of people can be manipulated. The questions can be manipulated, a technique which was best summarized by a very popular scene in the sitcom, Yes, Minister. When pollsters know they're not going to get favorable answers, they will use questions to put the interviewee on the back foot and dilute the poll. For example, would more information on heat pumps help you to look at the issue again? That would be spun by headline writers as, "Public need more information on heat pumps." You see how it works? So watch out for spin doctored polls. Pretty much most of them are. Another thing to look out for on the political flowchart this year is manipulated bookies' odds, used to make candidates look like favourites. Here's an example I saw in the Daily Mail the other day. Quote, "Is Joe Biden's luck about to change? US president is set to become favorite to beat Donald Trump in November's election for the first time since September. Bookmaker betting data suggests that Biden and Trump are neck and neck in polls." Now, this is a really easy spin doctor technique. Bookies' odds are not about balancing the book. They're not based on who will or who will not win, because we saw that in Brexit. To explain this, there's less money bet on a UK general election than there would be on a Premier League football match. In other words, think of it like this. If a spin doctor heads to a bookies and places 80,000 as a political bet, it's just an election expense if they lose, because the publicity generated by that bet can provide a return across multiple media channels. If what I have said sounds unlikely, have a look at some of the betting stories in newspapers just before the Brexit vote. The manipulation of betting odds looks like soft nudge unit behavioral psychology, because it is. It's also worth talking about the inability of social conservatives, or whatever you want to call the voting bloc that just voted against the establishment in Ireland. This is a really unfortunate trait of behavioral psychology that the nudge units exploit all the time. And it's this: in referendum, our side does really well, but we rarely, if ever, take that then advantage until elections for office. In the UK, the British public extracted entirely the wrong lesson from Brexit and somehow thought that the Conservative Party was going to get Brexit done. The Tory Party hates Brexit with every bone in its body and has done all it can to sabotage Brexit. So it will be no good if all that energy in Ireland is misdirected. Now, Ireland does have some genuine opposition standing for office in the shape of people like Mr. John Waters. And the litmus test for someone who is genuine is often based around questions like, have you put your neck on the block? And you will see that in people like John. People like him and my friend Gemma O'Doherty have been fighting thankless causes in Ireland's law courts for years. It's tough, it's relentless, and it's difficult work. Think about someone like Italy's Matteo Salvini, who the political elite tried to convict for blocking migrant boats. Compare him to Giorgia Meloni. Which one looks genuine out of those two? Think about Germany's AfD, whom the German authorities want to ban. That suggests there's something genuine about AfD. And then here in the UK, closer to home, think about the Reform Party. If you go through the output of people like me, like Katie Hopkins, like Godfrey Bloom, and many more, you will see us all going through the track record and connections of Reform and saying, this doesn't add up. There's something wrong here. So it is a problem translating the success of referendums into elections for office. Interestingly, Katie put out a video all about the Reform Party, which you should check out, and most of the comments agreed with her criticisms, but the response can best be summarized by this comment, quote, well, I would rather have a fake Richard Tice than a real Rishi Sunak. And that intellectual sloppiness, which is a trait of behavioral psychology amongst social conservatives, is why they so frequently fail to get into political office. The point is, the nudge units have already flowcharted where the public are likely to head next when they get fed up with legacy parties. And so they set up fake opposition. Another thing to look out for in the political flowcharts is groups like Hope Not Hate, who will do the softly hit jobs and candidates before they even get to polling day. Why, it's almost as if Hope Not Hate are doing what the deep state want. Perish the thought. If things like that fail to keep people off the ballot paper, the dark parts of the deep state have other things up their sleeve, like tax probes, money probes, sex probes, that can all act as persuasive techniques to get people to drop their candidacy. So let's hope that the referendum mood in Ireland translates into something that is genuine and not just some pathetic Sinn Féin pantomime nationalist act. Do let me know what you think, and thanks so much for listening.